It's so weird watching the opening and hearing that music and not the opening music.
That's why I never watch our opening until the season's over.
No, I have to do it every episode so I can add your funny little joke to your name next to moral support. That hasn't been our opening for 2 years at this point.
You said you like the same joke over again. Hi guys, welcome to Diverholics Anonymous. I'm your host, Pino the Diver. Right next to me is a gentleman who says he's been suffering with diving for about 2 weeks now, and his name's Garp. Garp,
please help me. I can't stop diving.
All right. Easy there, buddy. We got to introduce everybody. All right, and to my right, did I say that already? To my second right, there's a man who wanted to get off the diving boat, and yet he's still on there for the duration of this episode. Well, that's Chuck.
Guys, they've trapped me here. This isn't a joke. This is a call for help.
Blink twice.
Me here against, I'm blinking. Can't you see it?
No. I took off my glasses.
A problem has occurred.
A problem has occurred.
You should have studied. Anyways.
I would never study. We never learn.
Welcome. Hey, I love that. I love that manga, dude.
I read that manga.
That's a good manga.
Better than this. Anyway.
Welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast. Your source for the greatest. Your source for the greatest and latest anime news.
And funkiest.
you mean the show that released over 2 years ago? Sure.
Yes, exactly. Because we're late. What did I say? The latest and the
yeah, you said latest and greatest.
Yeah, it's late.
Were your exact words.
We're not late. We arrive exactly when we're supposed to.
It wasn't late. It was latest. Yeah, but, like the most recent.
Yeah, but what is the root word? Late.
Root. R-O.
No, it's word.
Roo is the root of the root.
No, that's the square.
Guys, that was a really bad joke. Can we talk about this fucking anime?
No.
I suck at.
Of course
I struggle. I'm not making funnies today.
Oh, it's okay. That's all my job. Or probably Garb. That really depends.
Don't put that on me.
I have
put
to.
Put it on him. Put it on
Oh,
him.
No!
Before we sidetrack, I just want to remind you, if you ever want to send us an email, you know what those are? I don't. Send
it to Funky. Electronic mail.
Send it to the Funky. Well, not the. Send it to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Or the cooler contact, reading directly from the not. I'm totally not reading off the script. The cooler contact at funkyanimepodcast.com.
That's the one.
If you want to stay up to date with things we post on Twitter, you can follow each of us on our Twitters or the Twitter page, the tab page. I don't remember what that one is. I didn't write that down, sadly.
It's okay. Just go to funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Go to the funk.
Firstly, how are you guys doing? I mean, it's been 2 weeks. It's been a week.
I'm ready to dive into it.
You ready to dive into it?
I'm addicted. All right, Chuck? I can't stop. Help me.
What am I doing?
Chuck's died. Okay, I see.
No, I haven't died as much as it's just I'm dying.
He's died.
Oh no.
Anywho, before we jump into it, I just wanted to congratulate everybody in the Netherlands for suffering. Chuck brought it to our attention that our growth on Spotify in the Netherlands was actually through the roof.
The Netherlands are fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. Shout outs to you guys out there. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Chuck, for showing us that, because I would have never looked it up otherwise.
See, that's the thing. Well, also, while we do be talking, I must let everyone know that we got some really cool Patreon people on their Patreon that pay us to make bad content, and here we are making bad content.
Woo!
I would like to thank Sid, I would like to thank Cream Puff, I would like to thank Cosmos, and I'd like to thank Jasmine for being the big money cash guys and giving us things to do.
Y'all kick ass, we love you.
Yeah.
Y'all
keep
better
on kicking,
kick my
dude.
Ass. Got 'em.
Keep on kicking,
anyway,
dude.
Kick the booty.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess everybody's doing all right. I guess everybody's doing all right. Nobody wanted to tell me about their day, so.
Well, my day was I woke. Okay. So, in preparation, for this episode, me and some friends got really sauced last night. I drank a lot. I ran around the apartment complex in my underwear, and then I came home, and then I woke up at 4 because I had 2 Red Bulls. But regardless,
I now
understand the reality of this anime and on how realistic it may or may not be.
You were getting into character.
Yeah, man.
I was getting. You were suiting up, dude. I'm a character actor. Please.
You asked where your super suit was, and there it was.
My super suit was on the ground because I took it off.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, honey.
Anyways, this week I forced my friends to watch Grand Blue Dreaming. Not Grand Blue the Gotcha one, not the one on Netflix. Grand Blue Dreaming.
I may have started watching the wrong show.
It's okay. We quickly corrected him because I had foreseen this.
Couldn't be me.
So this Grand Blue Dreaming, I believe, also came out in 2018. I'm not sure when the one on Netflix came out. But this is Grand Blue Dreaming, a series by Kenji Inoue and illustrated by Kimitake Yoshioka. Thank you. I see. I look, three seasons in, I can now sort of pronounce their names correctly.
Doing it one syllable at a time.
Exactly. Inoue is known for his previous works from a show we've actually seen, Baka and Test, which is kind of cool. So
I don't know that.
No, that's the one with the cute stands and a lot of nosebleeds.
No, we can't say stands. Oh. That's a little
the sits.
We'll get.
I've got the sits, dude.
Okay, I do have the sits.
I think back on Baka to Test fondly. That was an entertaining one.
I do remember watching the last 2 episodes an hour before we started recording.
as most of us do sometimes with our episodes. We've all been guilty.
I just had a lot to do that week, so it's fine.
I feel. But luckily, this anime is actually only about 12 episodes long, so we actually think all of us got it down pretty quick. So not too bad.
I watched this so then I could watch other anime because I knew that this was a short one. So I'm like, I don't usually have that kind of time to watch other anime besides what we do
basically
on this podcast. So I was able to start a show and I've been enjoying it.
Pretty good. What have you been watching?
Working.
Ooh, I saw you posted it on our Patreon.
If you want to hear us talking about shows that we're watching or like what we're doing for the podcast, join our Patreon. We have a Discord where we talk about all the things, and it's very much a Pino show, but I'm also claiming it as a Chuck
hey,
show
go
as
ahead.
Well.
Pino shows are the ones I've specifically watched, but if it hits the marks, I feel you.
Well, I'm just saying that show. I know that this is about Grand Blue, but we're not talking about Grand Blue right now. But working checks off every single Pino show box.
Oh damn.
We got high schoolers.
Okay.
We got short redhead.
Okay, that's good.
We got the redhead punching guys.
Okay, okay.
We got the very secret, what is it called? The service industry checkmark from Pino shows that even he doesn't know yet.
What?
He
knows. Huh? Wait a second.
Yeah, what's up?
Wait a second. What do you mean I don't know yet?
They're working out of Denny's, basically.
Oh, dude, I love Denny's.
Exactly.
Well,
you can have a
I used
grand
to not
slim.
Like Denny's, but I like Denny's now.
I uploaded an episode of the podcast from a Denny's once.
Wow. Which one? And why was it One Piece's blue?
No, I think it was, I don't even know. It might have been the Love Life movie. Damn. I feel like that's... Regardless,
that was... Funky I that little aside.
Regardless, that's a fun fact from Denny's.
Dude, shout-outs to Denny's.
We're not...
Shout-outs to Denny's having free Wi-Fi at 6 in the morning.
Denny's, please sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Please come back to my hometown, goddammit. I miss you. I miss free breakfast there, goddammit. I had to go all the way to a different state. Nah, I don't.
That's a shame.
I had to go, two, three cities over, and it's upsetting. But anyways... Mr. or Mrs. Inoue. I can never know.
You could look it up.
Yeah, but I already have my script up. Anyways.
Okay, never mind. Don't listen to me then. Fuck me, I guess.
It's all right.
Who?
No, because if I do too much clicking, you know, Chuck gets angry.
It's a man.
It's a man. Okay, thank you. But yeah, Bakken Test, dude. And Yoshioka is known for their art in the Temple series, which has a similar art style to this in the manga, rather. And for, I was reading up on it on the internet, Agami Brilliant Park for the manga, which is interesting. So, like, those two share same artist, so that's pretty cool.
I do really like Agami Brilliant Park.
I've been curious about it, actually.
So. I haven't watched it. I have the Blu-ray, though. So... It's that's a Toei, or not a Toei, Jesus Christ. Oh. I'm losing it today. It's a KyoAni show.
Nice. Ooh.
So I've been that's right. on the podcast right. list. So
currently the manga series is on its 65th chapter, and it's let's see. Blah 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 blah. 65th chapter, and you know, obviously it made an anime, which we decided to watch, and it actually had a live action movie released not too long ago.
What?
Yeah, there was a live action version of this. I neglected to tell most of you because I believe it was delayed due to the, you know, pandemic we've all been facing, but it did get released. I'm not sure how it is, but I feel like it could work, but I'm not gonna.
Well, I don't know. I'm always really iffy about live action anime adaptations because we have stuff like the JoJo movie, which is.
If it has
Full Metal Alchemist movie,
we're about to get that One Piece live action series.
Death Note, Dragon Ball.
There's the Nisekoi one.
Oh no! Don't remind me of that.
I really love how in the Nisekoi movie they're just like, let's get 40-year-olds to play high schoolers. Yeah. I feel like that's a good move.
That's a little rough.
I think the one thing that could redeem the Grand Blue movie, if this is the case, is just full nudity.
Oh no, they're naked, but I don't think they show
their peepees. Do they show cock and balls?
I don't think they show their peepees, sadly.
Oh,
boo! I come to it for cock and balls only.
I can't believe you. But yeah.
What do you mean you can't believe me? This is no different than how I normally act.
I see. Anywho, with that short little bit of intro out of the way, I'm 100% guessing y'all never heard of this before.
Pino, I knew the opening because I had to put it in this season.
Well, I recommended it to put it in because you always ask us, and it's nice that you ask us because I go hee hee. And then
because I wanted to put shows in that people wanted to see.
Yeah, and some that we've never watched.
One
like Fate.
Man, we'll never watch Fate.
So I think that you showed us a clip of this. I've seen the
alcohol lid.
Yeah, the first early on bit where they light the quote unquote water on fire.
It's just flammable, dude.
Yeah, you showed us that bit before, and that was really funny. But that's all I had seen. And then whenever we were watching, I was like, oh, I remember.
It's a fantastic little bit. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. You guys went in blind, which is always nice. I did not go in blind because I've been reading this for a while now. I think I only recently got back because I was like three or four chapters behind.
Mm.
So like before we started the series, I'm like, let me catch back up. And I did. And I'm just like, well, now I'm ready to go back. I ended up reading the manga alongside watching this. So I'm just like, I know the differences now.
Excellent.
But I think I started around the same time last year, I want to say. Which is nice because like I don't usually read a lot of manga. And when I do, it's always like, what front picture looks nice? Okay, this one, let's read
it. Imagine
reading.
Imagine not reading manga.
Dude, imagine. It
couldn't be me.
This time of year, you know, like whenever it's getting chilly out, you just sometimes want to see pictures of beaches.
Yes.
Well, that's, what was it? I don't know. I was going to say something about manga that I was reading. And then I forgot.
It's all right. We can talk about the anime then.
Okay. It's been long enough.
So the series was actually animated by Zero G Studios, which doesn't really have a lot on their plate, but they're known for series like My Roommate Is a Cat, which kind of looks cool.
I did watch some of that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a real cat. It's just a cat.
Yeah.
It's like it's not like a cat girl. It's just a cat.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Same
thing. It was okay. It was not great.
They also did One Room, which I have no idea what it is, and they also did Tsugumomo, which I also don't know what it is.
They did Dive, which looks like a ripoff of
Grand Blue. No, Free. Free. And then they went into a diving anime. Who knew?
Well, they had practice drawing very good water, it seems.
It's true. The water looked pretty good. Actually, yeah. Speaking of presentation, how about we just jump into that first?
Yeah.
It was a lot shinier than I expected. It was a lot brighter and more vibrant than I expected it to be, but I wasn't offended, which was nice. I know you guys both mentioned the fact that it felt weird going back to a very, like, grounded, generic-ass looking anime.
Yeah, because we've been watching so many either, like, well-animated or just, like, visually distinct anime, mm-hmm. or very well-animated anime, that going back to something like Grand Blue is, like, I don't know. It just seems weird, as well as the fact that the animation was passable.
I think the animation was pretty solid all around.
I don't know. There were some scenes where it definitely seemed like they were just flapping the lips.
Yeah. Every now and then it would
The far away shots made me laugh, though.
Far away shots are kind of good. But, you know, there's nothing that is inherently horrible about the animation style, but there's nothing that's inherently good. It's an overall very average anime beyond the water looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you only saw, like, a couple clips of the more normal scenes, you'd probably pass it up as, like, oh, it's your average slice of life or your average comedy thing. But the real effort comes when they make the, like, certain faces. They make Titan faces for some of the characters.
Yeah, they do make Titan faces.
Where they just... they just look so ugly, which is reason why I read the manga. I was like, what is this? Why are they yelling?
Some of the Titan faces also don't look super great.
Yeah, they're not the best, but I still think, like, the ones that mattered were pretty good.
And they aren't there for very long. So if you don't think that's funny, or if you think, ew, that face is so gross that I want it off my screen now, it'll be gone before long.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
but I'm brain dead.
It was okay.
I don't know. I thought it looked great. You know, it wasn't amazing, but it
it did what it had to do, I think.
Yeah, there were a couple spots where they did the cheapness, like, kind of playing it as a laugh, which I think they relied on that a little too much here and there. Mm-hmm. But definitely. It didn't like really get on my nerves. It's like, all right, come on, guys. I know I've seen what you can do whenever you're really trying, but then there's sometimes where, like, yeah, in the ending, there's no movement other than two frames of lip flapping.
Yeah. So
it's good.
I don't want to be too brutal on this show because it's clearly not a super high budget project or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to go too hard and be like, oh, why is this not like Kyoto Animation, why is this not like
A1
Pictures or whatever? And it's, well, it's not like New Toei, that's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's like New Toei anymore.
And they make up for it in other ways. Like,
they kind of make up for it. I don't know if they completely.
The background music.
I think they patch up the holes.
Yeah, the background. I think the background music is so good that, like, who cares if the animation is a little crappy here and there? And, like, the comedy and everything, it's like, all right, it's fine. Who cares if it doesn't look perfect here and there?
Yeah, I was surprised about how the soundtrack was, like, it had kind of a diversity to it. Like, I wasn't expecting as much effort as there was. Yeah, there was, like, a lot of, like, I don't know how to explain it because I'm bad with music, as we established before the recording of the podcast. But it was not what I expected, and I think they really had fun with the music, trying to make everything kind of balance each other out with the type of scenes that they were in, and even reusing some of those songs to fit in some other situations, which was pretty nice.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like the music was pretty solid. I didn't really notice it too much watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But listening back to it, like, all the tracks are solid. There's no stinkers in there, I don't think. It's a very competent soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I feel like is the word that I like to go with, just because it's not
memorable,
overwhelming,
but it works. Anything.
It does. It do what it need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. Backgrounds. I didn't really notice the backgrounds too much, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, backgrounds were.
Whenever there was water, it's like, wow, good water.
Oh yeah, but that's not ground.
I see. Underwater, underground, underwater. The underwater scenes are pretty nice.
Yeah, the backwater.
The three times that they go underwater in this whole fucking anime.
Hey man, I'm telling you, dude, this is a diving series. I promise this is a manga. This is an anime about diving. I swear. Just wait till we get to the synopsis. Just wait till we get. I promise, dude. I promise.
Well, I wanna also speak to the truth of some of that, because a lot of clubs in college, they're like a drinking team first, and then a whatever team second.
Yo, you said.
Well, because I. Well,
you said the crochet club. Nah, give me five shots, then let's go back to crochet.
No, and then let's get at it. Well, it's not truly a college club sport if you're not drunk during half of the practices.
I mean, hey, someone's
or hungover. One of the two.
The drunken style is the best style, is what I'm told.
I heard Guy Sensei tell you that. I don't know if he's
saying there,
the
buddy.
Truth.
Guy Sensei.
Hey, buddy.
He's riding on his turtle.
And that's all he do?
Yeah, good times. Thank you. Shout out to Guy Sensei, wherever he is.
Shout out to Guy Sensei, who's dead in a ditch somewhere.
Probably. I didn't watch Naruto.
I don't care for it.
Anyways, let's jump right into the arguably probably one of the best parts of the show, the opening and ending. Ooh. So the first and only opening, and at one point the ending, it's called Grand Blue, self-titled Grand Blue. And it is sung by, if I open the list and I get the names, I'll tell you, even though it's on my document right now. Let me just go back. Sung by, Shonan no Kaze. And I absolutely love the opening. It's exactly what I thought it was supposed to do, and it did it for me as a manga reader coming into the anime, so I thought it was great.
I love it. The song is great. There's good water.
Dude, good water, dude. Sometimes you got to take a nice little sip of water, dude.
And it really emphasizes that this is a diving anime.
Dude, it's a diving. I mean, yeah. I mean, right out the get go, they're saying, "Yo, you ready for some water, dude? We got you with the water, dude."
The approximate minute of dive time shown in this opening is the equivalent of how much diving happens in the actual
show.
Dude,
what are you talking about, dude? Just wait till we get to the synopsis, dude. I got you.
I'm just saying.
I got you,
guys,
dude.
This is a podcast about anime. I promise. Once we get to the synopsis, it'll be fine, dude. I promise.
There's so much vibrant colors in this opening. I don't know. I love it. It just makes me feel happy. And seeing these big boys and big girls swimming is great. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one. This one, I don't think this would be making my top lists for anything, but it's solid. Mm-hmm. It does. I think the song really carries this opening more than anything, because, you know, how they do underwater, it looks pretty nice. But it's nothing super revolutionary with any of the aspect. There's some, you know, just PNGs that they use here and there with a lens flare over it.
They got some 3D fishes in here too, you know.
Blah blah. I really do like the song. I like the background singers a lot. How it's kind of electronic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a voice mod on their voices.
I couldn't describe that for the life of me. Like in the ReZero episode, remember we were just arguing about autotune. I was like, "What is that? What is that? What is that form of music? Autotune? Ugh."
That's what Kanye does a lot of.
Nice. But yeah, I mean, thank you for, I'll say it again. Thank you for putting it in the opening for our show. Hey, it was really nice.
Hey, you got the boys running.
I got the boys running. That's all three of us. And one of them has to be Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie's the weeb.
He's the weeb. I see. He's the truest weeb of us all, dude.
I don't know, man. I think Charlie's a beefy boy.
Him and Chuck are the beefy boys.
Taito.
Charlie the Chad.
Charlie the Chad, dude. There's Taiko and Kotobuki. Kotobuki's the blonde one. Toika.
Shinji!
Getting the damn mech, dude.
It's Koita is his name.
Anyways.
Taquito. Taquito.
All right, we got another taquito. What do we have? First, we got taco. We got taquito. Let's go, dude.
Dude, shout out to King Tacos.
Dude, to King Tacos from One Piece. Shout outs to Takumi from Initial D. Anyways.
Burritos.
All right, let's go on to the main event, though. The main event doesn't come with the opening. It comes with the ending. And that ending, I'm going to be honest, is fun as heck.
This is
called Konpe no Alpine. And the first one is actually sung by Izu no Kaze, which is a group formed by all four of our favorite boys, Iori, Kyohei, Tokita, and Kotobuki. So buff amazing. Boys and weeb and main guy, they sing this one all together. And it's great. I'll let you guys talk about it first.
The first time I saw it, I couldn't believe it. I was like, please, please tell me this is the ending every time. Because I thought it was so funny. And it's such a good song, too. And it just flows seamlessly in with the show. And, it's good.
Yeah, no, it definitely represents the silliness of the show at times. I think it's very funny. It fits the college aesthetic, putting it in universe. And, see, the thing is with this, though, is that, a lot of the animation in this section is
a little rough.
is three frames of mouth flaps, and that's it. Because the other big karaoke ending is Lucky Star, which Kyoto Animation show. But in that, they only show the door to the karaoke like section. So you don't actually see any animation, it's just a door, but each episode is a different song sung by one of the characters. Mm. So, like, one of them is Chala Hedchala, and I think it's very funny. So, but I like seeing, because half of karaoke is the energy of just singing with a bunch of fools.
And they even have the people in the back chanting with the, I!
You can only rely on your senpais for that, dude. And getting you drunk and blasted.
Honestly, dude.
I just, the fact that they, halfway through the song, they just start throwing, like, cans and glasses of beer.
I did
clothes everywhere and then being naked.
Tossed. It's very funny.
I love the energy. Like you guys said, the energy of, like, what this song is and, like, what it shows. And, like, the thing that I don't know if you guys might have noticed, I did point it out in the Patreon, at the end, they always change what they say. So, like, the one that we're watching now, they say, like, we're sorry, right? And the other ones is, like, you're welcome. And the other one's, like, tune into the next one. And it's just, like, I thought that last part was great. They didn't need to do that, but it's good. It was good.
Yeah.
And that was used for, like, episodes 1 through 10. And then ending 11, you get a slightly different version, which is sung by...
they pitch it up, like, just a tiny, tiny bit.
They pitch it up, and it's sung by, in their universe, by Kaya Mitsuki, but in our world, it's sung by Nana Mitsuki, a famous, I think, singer. I know her from a couple songs, but I love the fact that it's just, like, it's the non-karaoke version, and you have Kyohei just, like, he's vibing. Just so focused, dude. He's focused first, and then he starts jamming out like any weeb should, dude.
Straight vibing.
Dude, he's ready. He rents this room out every day, I bet.
I respect it.
That's what I look like watching this show.
Yeah, I bet.
No, this is me watching every episode of the new Love Live series. Just prepped, ready for this song, and then as soon as the song comes on, I'm swinging my fucking lights. Let's go.
Dude, I never thought we'd get another Hanukkah's dad moment.
I am Hanukkah's dad.
Dude. God. What a guy. And it's just simple him swinging back and forth, but I think that's just like, it just fits his character so well.
Yeah, I just feel it's very funny.
It makes me
when
laugh.
When he does it. Well, because it's super simple. It's literally a cycle of animation just swinging back and forth, and it makes me giggle.
Oh my gosh. I just love these openings and endings. They're fun. They're just really fun to me.
Yeah. Once again, not going to really top any of my lists, but it was way better than other shows that we've seen. So I appreciate it.
I'll give you a little bit of a tidbit. I might be mistaken, but in the future arcs, there is like a Seiyu kind of arc where like voice actors come into the mix in the manga. And I believe that one is like the character that shows up, and I'm just like, yo, let's go, dude.
Wow. Nice. There's some death. A
little Easter egg, dude.
Yo, dude, PogChamp.
Dude, you're, no,
Kyohei. I heard you, you were gonna
say
it. Kyohei's
my little PogChamp, dude. I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Just a peep of a Pog.
Dude, a peep of a Pog.
It was very funny, because I heard you were about to say PogChamp, and I said it before you.
Oh, God. But yeah, no, those are good times. You know what else is a good time? I think, are we ready to dive into some plot?
Aw, shit.
All right, because this is all over the place. Remember, I want you all to remember one thing. This is a diving anime, all right? It's a diving anime. So we start off the show with our main guy. His name is Iori Kitahara, and he moves to his uncle's place so he can attend Izu University for one of his majors he has to do. I don't remember what major it is. I believe it's engineering.
Electrical something.
I think it was engineering. Yeah, electrical something. So he goes there. My boy is super stoked to like start his new life here in the city. Opens the front door of the Grand Blue diving shop that his uncle owns. And lo and behold, he gets a whole lot of sausage in his face. Giant men screaming and playing rock, paper, scissors.
I could not believe it. I was like, oh my God, this show is good. Because this is after I had started watching Grand Blue. And then I switched over to this. I was like, ah, shit. And then I was on the floor, dude.
I remember. You were ready to go into a fantasy world. Nah. Let's take you back a step, dude. but yeah, a bunch of naked men screaming and playing rock, paper, scissors. Or Yaku Ken, I believe that's a Japanese version of that.
Jean Ken Ho?
No, Shoten Ketsu.
I see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, dude. Iori, obviously his dreams of college have now been ruined, thanks to naked men, but he bolts out of there in horror. Two of the naked men pursue him, and they are Tokita and Kotobuki. The naked ones bring him back, of course, after saying, like, hey, why are you running, boy? You fresh meat?
Why are you running?
So they take him back and, try to clear up the misunderstanding. They're like, hey. We're naked because we're playing rock, paper, scissors, trying to see who's cleaning up the shop.
Yeah, because we're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Don't you get... Okay, well, I don't get naked when I play rock,
paper, scissors. I get naked when we record an episode.
You know what? That's fair. Because I can't see.
Could not be me.
Could probably
you be. You liar.
I'm not naked.
I'm not naked either.
I'm not naked this episode. Oh, yet. I see.
Uh-huh. By the end of the episode, nobody will be wearing clothing.
Sometimes it gets hot in here, okay?
It's fair. So yeah, they were deciding who was going to clean diving tanks, and Yori's like, okay, cool. That's cool, I guess. Kotobuki and Tokita, or Taco, they're trying to recruit him into their college's diving team. See? Or diving club, rather. See what it is there?
Yeah,
diving. It's called Peekaboo, dude. I forgot it was called Peekaboo, which made me laugh when they said it. But yeah, Yori's not really, he's not vibing with it because for one, he can't swim. He can't swim? So he's kind of like, nah, I mean, like, what's the point if I try it out?
I can't swim.
As the day goes on, he gets reunited with his cousins, one being Nanaka and the second one being Chisa, both around his age. I believe Nanaka's like slightly older. But, you know, who cares about family? It's all about the drinking. So as soon as they
Nanaka
come back home, dude.
She doesn't have an age. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Nanaka's eternal, dude.
I was about to help, and then ruined the flow.
The anime, actually, they up-age all the characters. I believe they make Iori 20, when in the manga, he's actually 18. So it's like... It's kind of weird they did. I mean, it's not really surprising why they did that.
I don't know, though, because isn't the legal age for drinking in Japan 18?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know what the purpose is.
Yeah, no telling.
Yeah, but they aged them up. I took a look because I do remember them saying 20 in the anime, and I was just like, that doesn't sound right. Like, what the hell?
Weird.
But they did. But yeah, he starts drinking a lot. And this is all the day before his orientation for university. So worried about doing that, his senpais are just like, dude, we got you. Just keep drinking. We'll make sure you're not late. Flash forward to the next morning, and all three of them are naked, asleep in the courtyard of the university. That and well, I mean, there starts his reputation as naked man.
Hey, at least he's not late.
You know what? You're right. He's not late. After orientation and after encountering a Mr. Kyohei Imamura, he's like, I'm never going to be friends with him. He's still naked, so he's got to find some clothes. His senpai is just like, dude, recruit somebody into our club, and I got you with a shirt. Goes ahead, finds that boy named Kyohei, tricks him into thinking this is going to be a club about, finally getting high school girls to fawn over him, because this man's a huge weeb. Obviously, that was a trap, and more drinking ensues.
Glug.
And that's where the very iconic this is in water scene happens, which is great. I just want to know, like, did you expect Kyohei to be such a weeb? Like when you first see him before they show his shirt, you're just like, oh, this is gonna be some pretty boy. But like, what was running through your mind?
I knew he was going to be a weeb. I could smell it.
I knew it.
I smelt the stank from a weeb from a mile away.
Oh, man.
We have a weebdar.
Dude, weebdar? Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah,
that's my schnoz.
just sniffing up. This is just like when we sniff filler, dude. This is like when we sniff filler in, what was that other show we watched? I forget.
There's a lot.
But yeah,
of
no. It was.
You were thinking about Kekkai Sensen.
That's what it was. Yeah, our schnozzes represent a lot. I can sniff out a lot.
Guys, we're gonna have a pin of just a big honking nose. So
it's gonna be Buggy's nose. Anyways,
get excited. Hang, 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 hang.
But yeah, more drinking ensues. That is unfortunate because the next day or a couple days later, Nanaka's just like, okay, Yori, you've been partying way too much these past 3 days. You haven't
yeah,
even
do you know where your room is?
He's no. Like, no.
She's like, well, go to it, dude. So he goes to his room and he's not able to go to any parties until he sets up. So as all grown men do, they enlist the help of their friends to help mature up his room. And oh boy, after three attempts, one making him appear super horny, one making for everybody,
seemed
basically.
Like a pedophile.
Yeah. Makes him horny everywhere. It was, oh my God. I always lose it at that part. I lost it when I read in the manga, but like the fact that everything he said just like didn't go right. I was like, this is my manga. This is my all blue, dude. This is my grand blue. But yeah, after getting chastised by Nanaka, who tells all of this to her friend, and Chisa like throwing like whatever this stool is over his head, which made me laugh, maybe think of the Three Stooges. That was
I think it's like a storage crate thing.
Hey, so real talk,
is what that is
real talk.
What's up?
If you want to decorate your bedroom to appeal to women, you should probably ask a woman.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
You should no. Just put men on the walls. What are you talking about? Man.
Dude.
Don't worry. I like the same thing. That was very funny.
The fact that
we'll talk about her in a second.
They all watched those dirty videos together, and
hey,
he gives it a
70%. Hey, you gotta rank them.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh my
God. Dude, there's nothing quite like just watching a good porn with your bro.
Yeah. No, it's And there's the meme where it's like, I'm not alone. I'm watching. It's like the oh, what are you watching porn alone? Nah, I'm watching porn with my homie.
With my bros.
And everyone screams. It's so fucking funny.
The same energy. Goddamn.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, he eventually gets the room he wants, despite getting not the correct reputation he wants. But who cares? You know, that joke's never gonna come back around, is it? I lost my place. Give me just a moment.
Guys, I relate to that.
Guys, hi. That's it.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. So now we can finally get into that first diving segment. You guys ready?
Oh,
you guys ready? This is where the real diving begins. So Chisa, Iori, and... yeah, dude, it's a diving anime. Didn't I tell you?
What?
Yeah, man, you got to dive. You know, Nare, my friend. You know. Anyways, so Chisa, Iori, and Kyohei do some basic practices in order to get used to water, right? So they go there. We don't really care about that. I swear it's a diving show. Anyways, Iori struggles to keep that inner calm underwater. Chisa's just like, you know what, fam? Let me just have my sister take you to the aquarium so that maybe you have a new perspective on water. And he goes there. Nanaka's just like, yeah, take a look at this champ. And it's like, whoa. There's a lot of fish underwater. Whoa.
Blah, blah.
And so Yori's like really appreciative of that, just because, you know, he was always just scared of water and not being able to swim. So he buys a nice little token for Chisa. Chisa's like, this ugly dude, but I'll keep it. So yeah, I thought that was a little cute moment. But anyways, after some more diving practice, because of course it's a diving anime, we go to the real bread and butters. We got to raise money. And to do that, we go and enter everybody into the Izu beauty pageant. Both Iori and Kyohei are the male reps, Kyohei being the main star, while Iori is the joke category. And Chisa,
that's me.
Chisa's entered in the girls competition so that they can raise some money. This whole segment is pretty great. They meet Keiki, who is quote-unquote Aina, dude. And she is just, like, all caked up. And by caked up, I mean makeuped up. I don't know why they...
She looks like Android 19.
It's Android 19 with too much mic.
Oh,
the big
19.
One, right? The big onion head?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, chunky the... boy.
Yeah. Oh my god. But yeah, no, like they're just like, oh, who's this? We're gonna call her Keiki now, dude. But it turns out she was being actually made fun of when she entered the competition by Tinkerbell, which is the tennis club. I tricked you guys. This is a tennis anime. I got you both.
No.
I thought you said you didn't remember anything about King of Tennis.
Dude,
it was Prince of Tennis.
That's King of Tennis. Same thing.
Same thing. No, he's almost a king. Oh, he just can't wait to be king is all. So Iori and Kyohei are like, you know what? That's not cool, dude. Let's go rain on this man's parade. So they come up with a ploy. They embarrass the team captain of Tinkerbell. And Keiki's just like, what, you guys did that for me? Yeah, now sit down, have a drink. Let's go. They also help Chisa win the women's pageant by throwing super bouncy balls at her. And trying to like lift her skirt up, and as you can see, that nobody participated except for Iori, which he always ends up as the butt of every joke. It's like, hey, dude, we'll do it with you. I swear, dude. And no.
No. Also, Pana, you forgot to mention a character that we meet.
Of course, how can I forget,
Oimi,
my friend?
Women's University,
dude. So we get the introduction in the best way possible. Our boys are sleeping naked, and then Iori wakes up next to another naked being, but it is not a man. It is a woman.
And he's like,
her name
man.
Is Azusa, dude. Purple hair, and she's just one of the homies. She's one of the boys.
She is. That's my favorite thing about her, is that she's just a homie. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. And she is the friend that Nanaka was telling all these things to when he was fixing up his room. So that whole thing is like, dude, I can talk to you about things because, like, you're just like me. I was like, this is great. But you're confused about him.
Well, because the whole deal with that is that Azusa is bisexual, and through the information that she got from Nanaka, she's like, oh man, so Iori is bi too. So she's like, oh, let's talk about it. And he's just like, no.
I think it's a kind of wholesome like relationship they have, despite Iori being like, I'm not.
It's so great.
Just stop being a baby and like men.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, what a man. Fucking loser. You're surrounded by sausage all day, dude. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Imagine not liking sausage. Dude. Couldn't be me.
Sometimes with some waffles. Wait a second. but yeah, Azusa finally, she's under the impression that he is into, one, Nanaka, as well as she is, and as well as Iori. No, Kyohei, sorry. So it's just like every opportunity she gets, she's like, yo, so I'll leave you two alone. Goodbye.
I love it. It's so funny.
It's great. But yeah, everybody has fun after that, the pageant, which is great. I thought that pageant segment truly exemplified what diving really was. Anyways.
Nothing says driving
anyways,
like
back
cross-dressing.
Back to diving,
all right. Let's see here. So during the award ceremony for them winning the pageant, Chisa is just like, she's not happy. She's just like, everybody's like eyeballing me. Everybody just wants a piece of me. How about we redirect this all back to Iori? Hey, that's my boyfriend, dude. See ya. And so now every male student in the university hates Iori.
Yep. He's got a giant target on his head, back, every possible point you could possibly imagine.
Exactly. And it catches the eye of what I like to call the degenerate squad. The names of the characters that I don't remember.
Oh my god. I hate them so fucking much.
Dude, the degenerate
squad. These guys are the reason why this show is not ranked higher for me. They are the sole reason why I hate parts of this show.
So the
you might think that's the big thing to say, and it's not true.
So the Degenerate Squad starts out with Nojima and Yamamoto, and they their point in the story is, hey, you got a girl, we hate you. Hey, let me throw you guys a mixer so you guys can get girls. And then they're like, you're our savior. So begins the mixer event where they ask Keiki. Well, they don't really ask Keiki. Keiki eventually ends up helping them out with a mixer with her friends.
Keiki gets voluntold.
Basically. And everybody is basically trying to help these two degenerates, get
some poon.
Yeah, that's a good way to... I'm not really a good way to say it, but that's a way to say it, I guess.
But that's...
that's what they want. I'm just saying,
that was the goal they were looking for, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking meet people and talk to them.
But then they sabotage one another. Whenever one of them gets a girlfriend and the others don't, they're like, let's fucking sabotage!
That pissed me off so fucking much.
What do you mean? We're all kings here. We have to all... It's all for one or one for
no,
all.
That's not true!
Right?
That's not even true here. Two of us are already taken, Pino. Are you
one
gonna...
for all or one for none?
No.
Just goes to show you there's terrible people in the world.
Right. I just hate them because they're like, oh, we're all good friends. I'm like, no, you're not.
You just
you're
met
assholes.
Me yesterday, dude. This is my first day.
You guys are awful.
I despite them being terrible people, I think those segments made me laugh maybe the hardest, which is a little unfortunate.
That's embarrassing. Those, is what that is.
Those made me, I don't want to say this word, but
it
made me cringe.
Oh, you said it.
That's like, I was watching it and I'm like, ugh.
There's another moment which when we get to that one made me cringe, but this one was I thought it was all right, but it wasn't as bad as the next one.
Well, the next one's also garbage.
But yeah,
they all
get friend zoned, and everybody already knows Iori has a girlfriend, so like nobody was gonna eyeball him anyways, which is great. So after that whole mixer incident, let me go back to my notes here. Mixer.
No, mixer's dead, dude.
Two degenerates, mixer. Things go poorly
not
for
even,
them.
Not even Ninja Fortnite could do it.
Okay. After that, Ninja Fortnite. After that, the degenerate squad also fail
a
test.
Degenerates.
The degenerate squad, they fail a test, which is, I thought the test segment was funny, where they all try to cheat. It's like,
and they
no
all,
drinking,
yeah.
dude. And
they get a
20. I just like, yeah, everybody gets it, except for Chisa, she gets like an 80 or 100 or something. I like the teacher, though. That's not the teacher that I was expecting to see, but it was great to see him. Anyways, they go to the next segment. Aina finally shows up without her makeup. And so they're like, hey, we got a new member. Let's start drinking again. Time for Extreme Pocky, dude, which was a funny segment.
That was very funny.
Extreme Pocky, dude. Good
stuff. You showed me a screenshot, or like you posted in the Patreon chat, a picture of that from the manga, and I was like, huh. What? And then I saw it in
great
the show.
With no context.
Yeah. And then seeing it in the show, it's like, oh my god, this is so funny.
Exactly. There's a lot of shenaniganry that just like the diving club has such a like good chemistry with. It's just great. Makes me go hee hee. But I swear that despite them drinking a lot, this is a diving series. I swear.
Is it a diving series?
Yes, because the next segment after this, it's time to dive. But diving in pairs.
My mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
They dive in pairs. Anyways, next part. Let's go to the tennis segment, baby.
Oh, wait, I thought this was a diving anime.
No. Who said that? Anyways.
You did.
Of course not. Of course.
Oh, my mistake. I must have misheard it. My bad. This is a podcast about anime.
It's a diving anime, I swear, dude. Anyways, we have the tennis segment, baby. Tinkerbell's leader is upset that, you know, he was embarrassed, so he's like, you know what, I'm gonna get revenge, but I'm gonna spice it up. If you guys win this tennis match with us, I'll give you some money and from our second place winnings, and you know, if you don't, we'll get something. I don't remember what they get in return, but doesn't matter, we got tennis, baby. I really didn't expect him to animate it at all. And they didn't happily, but the moments that they did animate was actually pretty good. Yeah, we got Kotobuki and Tokita, who just like mollywopped the first and second rounds. That was our first and third, fourth round, despite getting drunk midway through the round two and three, which made me laugh.
I respect it.
I thought that was the funniest match was Iori and Kyohei, where it's like, oh, dude, killer move, dude. Let's go. And just knocks him out, knocks him flat.
It was very funny. Oh, we got to swap out now.
Yeah, ooh, let's get him, boys.
We can do that, right?
Dude, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
In tennis, of course. So they end up winning the cash prize money, dude. And so they start making plans for a trip to Okinawa for diving, obviously.
Hell
not
yeah.
Drinking, I swear.
They have to get the equipment, you know?
Of course. Yeah, so in order to get some more money for some equipment, Iori and Kyohei pick up odd jobs, and they don't make ends meet.
Dude, that's my favorite character from GoldenEye.
Oh, dude, dum ba da boom boom boom. He's short, dum ba da boom boom. He's got a hat, ba da doo doo. He's got knives in his hat. Anyways,
that's it. Let's keep going. That's the whole one.
That's the whole movie in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Anyways, they get some jobs. They don't make enough money. Then they ask, hey, where does Kotobuki senpai work? He's like, oh, let's go to a bar. And I think probably hands down, maybe your guys' favorite segment.
That's the fucking funniest scene in this whole goddamn show. I lost it with the screwdriver bit half because I just drink a lot of screwdrivers in my off time. So I got the joke immediately. But she's like, I want a screwdriver. And I'm like, oh, I know what that is. And then I answered with a fucking screwdriver.
It's
and
like, you did it wrong, dude. Let's give him the flathead.
Yeah, that was really that the like I think that's like the type of comedy that I love is making like bringing it to an absurd level,
mm-hmm.
and then going one beyond.
Exactly.
And I feel like that made it the funniest for me.
And Iori and Kohei being totally straight faced about it.
That's the best thing. They're like, oh, it's just them being stupid and ignorant on something that doesn't matter, and that's what makes me giggle so much.
I will say that this segment in the manga is a little longer, so like they make even more mistakes. And I think if you guys want, you just like ask me for the chapter, just read it. Like they mess up a lot of like orders for like for alcoholic beverages, and I was just like, how could you? Like, wait, what?
That's great.
It's wonderful. They have such a wonderful moment in that. Like, I think that the whole segment was great, only to be quoted by Chuck, only to be ruined by the next half. Which is the rougher part.
Upsetting.
So the degenerate squad obtain two more upsetting. Members. They get Guile from Street Fighter. No, they get Fujiwara and they get Mitarai.
Fujiwara is Jorgen von Strangle. That's who that is.
Oh, Jorgen von Strangle. So they get Jorgen and they get they get hentai protagonist number one.
That's true.
And so they're all drinking in Iori's room, and they're like, hey, we got to call you, dude. We call you, not Watanabe. But they call you. And he's like, I can't right now, dude. Maybe I'll come back in like 15 minutes. And like out of he just had a sixth sense. He's like, you're about to bang, aren't you? And then he hangs up. And so the Avengers unite. They said, okay, if he's getting some and we can't, we're going to make sure he can't.
Which is so bullshit. If, like, bros being bros is being wingmen for each other and supporting, and when they're not doing that, that piss, it's just...
Don't forget, they aren't friends.
I know, they're awful. They're awful fucking people.
They're really bad.
It's so upsetting, because they're like, oh, dude, we're all good friends. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're jerks.
If your friend is about to get some, you go, and if you're going to do anything, you go and you cheer.
You cheer. Don't do
it. You bring pom poms, and you cheer your heart out,
dude.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Just like Kyohei at the end of ending 11. That's what you do.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
I think the only bit that I really liked was when Kyohei got upset when he was like, "Oh, dude, I'm gonna call you a Nichon." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then he just goes into full like Seiyu mode.
That was the only part of that that I thought was funny, just because the gross fetish. I was like, "Oh."
He's like, "I can't believe this. Time to change my voice."
Yeah, and I was like, "Uh-oh."
But anyways, that was a thing. I'll admit that was a little uncomfortable for me too. I was like, oh no, they really did this one though. I didn't think they were gonna. So a lot of the segments I want to interrupt. A lot of those segments were actually the 0.5 chapters throughout the manga. Mm-hmm. So like they do still have some quote unquote relevancy to the plot. But you can skip some of those. Those are usually for quote unquote comedic value. I was pleased that they did that throughout the series. They could have left that one out, maybe.
I don't know if that really added anything besides make all of those characters super look unlikable. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah,
so. They're the terrible squad. I would say they get better. Squad. They don't, except when they interact with the assistant teacher, but we'll never get to see that animated because I don't think this is going to get another season.
No! I really don't think so. I don't know. I hope it does, but
I kind of do.
Then again, like, this was really funny. And if, you know, they may run out of the comedy juice.
And they censored a lot, I'll tell you. They censored quite a bit. Oh, so
I really need to read this manga.
I might just read them. I might go back to try and check it out because there's some that I read and I was like, it also just might be that this is a show that I wasn't meant to super vibe with. I'm like, that's okay.
It happens. But yeah, let me quickly get through it. I think we're almost finished here because the rest of my segments are one sentences. So, anyways, after that unfortunate incident, they finally start buying their equipment for Okinawa and whatnot, and they go to the diving shop like parts store and whatnot, and they see. I just want to bring up the fact that they saw the Evangelion suits and like
that was very that
Kohei was just like, I must praise these suits.
That did get a good chuckle out of me. I was like, oh,
that was great. I was
like, Shinji, no,
okay, get out of the diving club, Shinji.
Get out! They're not gonna dive at all.
And this part is where they actually start talking about diving, not too in depth, but they do start like preparing you for like, hey, you got to get your license exams because we totally were studying for that, dude.
One thing that was very funny is that they used the real pictures from the guidebook.
Yeah.
You noticed that too?
No, well, because I a couple years ago I was dive certified and they used just actual pictures of the diving book and I thought it was really funny.
I noticed that it was real men, but it's really funny that it's the actual picture.
It's the actual one.
That's really funny.
That's weird. That I like the detail they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got a good hee hee out of me.
Anyways, so they go, and once they get all their equipment, they go to Okinawa, obviously, for drinks. I mean, diving fun. They go ahead and have a beach episode because we totally need that in a series about diving, which was nice. I like that.
Well, that's the closest thing to diving we've gotten so far. Right. So.
I will say, every time they ruin on Anya's like ideal college memories.
That's very funny.
It just destroys her so much. Like
that on the banana boat. That was very funny.
She's like, really I want to do that. It too. And it's the senpais. It's like this boat is so stable.
We're taking a left. Okay.
Let's go. Oh, but yeah, those segments were good. Studying for the licensing exam goes pretty well to a point. Until they realize, hey, there aren't enough rooms for us men in this room, and so the solution is, hey, Iori swings both ways. Have him sleep with Nanaka and Azusa in their room. Like, hey, that makes sense to me. And poor Iori, trying to be a good boy, he's just like, I must study. So he studies all night, and he becomes a master of diving.
Almost.
Except when it comes to breast. He's a little. He's got PTSD on that.
It's okay.
But yeah, they pass their exams. They go diving. They have great memories. Hey, it's time for drinks. So I think that last drinking segment, when they're having that otori, right? Is that what it was called?
I think so.
That was great because they just kept filling the pot with just spiritus, and I just thought the whole I don't know. I just liked that scene a lot, despite them all getting totally wasted.
96%.
No, that was funny. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then Anya gets blasted, and she's like, take off your clothes now.
I'll show one you drink, and she's changed already.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's a lightweight.
That was like 99.9% alcohol in there, dude. And it was diluted, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
And, the series ends. They go back home, and they have the opening play in the end. Which I really didn't expect. It was all right at the end for the opening.
It was okay.
It was okay. I mean, like, I heard it. I was like,
I was like, I felt like they had to do it. Yeah. But,
But it was nice. And it just it was just pictures of everything that happened within the season. And that's about it. They just drank.
Yeah.
That was a diving anime, guys.
Guys, I can't believe that the diving anime had about 10 minutes of actual diving.
Dude, and how many minutes of actual drinking? That was like a year.
Hey, I get it.
Diving right into
Pino,
the bottle.
Pino, I know that you're not a drinker, but
it's
I
true.
Am.
That's why I like this. I vicariously live through these characters.
Pino, if we are all together one day to record
an
episode, we'll go to karaoke. I'll get absolutely blasted, and then we'll record a podcast episode.
It's okay. I'll have to be the designated awful. Podcaster.
Well, yeah, you're a DP, dude.
No.
So we've got that's one of our stretch goals. We've got a beach episode, IRL beach karaoke. Episode, and karaoke.
Dude, we got to sing the ending song. Everybody practice your Japanese.
God, I'm going to need to learn Japanese. Dude. God.
You mean you don't learn while watching anime?
Hey, no.
It happens.
I know Shine is die.
Dude, I know Baka Mitai is a song.
Dame, dame, there's a couple things. Gomenasai.
Baka Mitai.
Oni-chan.
Oh my god, that no. We no. No. Gilly's gonna be summoned here, dude. Oh, man. Well, it's time to go on to the miscellaneous section. I actually got a lot to talk about here for you guys. But before we do that, let's talk about characters real quick.
Yay.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Don't worry.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I pulled a fast one on you.
He's let's faking start, you out.
Let's start from the top. You see how confident I felt? Anyways, we'll start with Kitahara Iori. It was weird for me to see him with black hair because in the manga he's got blue hair. Or he's drawn with the manga pages with blue hair. So I'm just like, oh, who's this? Regular anime boy.
Blue and green and black are all kind of like the same color in anime. Like, who's Deku from Deku. From Macadamia
from my,
Hero
my,
Nuts?
My spirit Academia.
Yeah.
Dude, my spirit is Academia.
Oh,
you know, like, some people, you ask different people and they'll give you different answers for his hair color. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's all kind of like the same thing, but the picture you're showing me now, it's completely blue.
Yeah, that's I'm telling you, it was blue. So when you see Grand Blue in the manga, it's actually blue.
Oh.
I like his character. He's a good-natured boy, but he's just got terrible luck with friends and drinking. Now he's got a drinking problem.
Apparently so.
And he screws up now and then. Like, got a lot of flaws, and they make him the butt of the joke. And I felt like, oh, what was that one show we watched with the flying panties?
Tomoki, Heaven's Lost Property.
Yeah, Heaven's Lost Property. They overdid it with making the MC the butt of every joke, and I think it was a lot more balanced here. Mm-hmm. It was a lot closer to like,
just shooting on one of your friends, you know.
Yeah.
Well, because I feel that more than anything, Iori's a little bit more likable than dude from Help, and he does though definitely deserve some of those like being the butt of the joke.
Exactly,
so.
He deserves it.
I mean, he kind of walks into some of these.
Yeah.
And other times it's unexpected, like the throwing the super bouncy balls and whatnot. Dude, it's your idea, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, and then they all point fingers right at him. Oh, good. So funny.
Good times. But yeah, he's just your standard guy. Not too much. But Kyohei Imamura, dude, that's where it's at, dude. Blonde hair, anime weeb. Come on, let's go. I think they portrayed him pretty great. Like, he's one to one.
It was really funny.
He just wanted a harem, dude.
And you've showed us some of the extra stuff from the manga, some of the other jokes, and oh yeah, they did a good job.
He's amazing, dude. They have to feed him his head to some stray dogs, dude. he only gets much better from there. I think he's like one of the more well developed characters as the series goes on. But in terms of the anime, I think he was done pretty well.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Let's talk about the boys first. So we're going to talk about now Kotobuki and Tokita Senpai. Kotobuki is the blonde-haired muscle boy. He's great. We love him. We love to see it.
I love him.
Tokita, dude. Tough. black hair, and like they play off each other so well. Like, and it's great.
They are the that meme of the like buff dudes just being super wholesome to one another online.
Hey there, king dude.
That it's them. I mean, they're just
the embodiments.
They're the, you know, they're total. They're peak Chad.
I don't know how to swim. It's all right, King. You don't need to learn how to swim if you want to dive. Now come over and have some beer.
That's it.
That's the show in the nutshell, dude.
That's great. I respect them. They're great. You got to have, like, that's the thing that is also a really great part is just having homies that like respect and they support you.
Yeah,
that's what I love.
Sometimes forcefully support.
Exactly. When sometimes okay. when sometimes you don't even need the support. And they're like, hey, you're drinking this now.
Hey, King, I'm here.
Hey, King, I know you're thirsty. Here, have some water.
This isn't water. Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Glug, glug, glug. But yeah, that's the important male characters aside. Degenerate Squad, we already know, are degenerate. So we'll move past them. Let's go with the females now. Let's start with Chisa, dude. Chisa, short hair, brown, loves the ocean. Your typical tsundere, sort of, but I think she was pretty wholesome at
absolutely
points. And she'll step on you, dude.
Thank goodness.
Oh my god, I think her kind of like bland style, whenever humor is involved, I think it worked pretty well.
Oh yeah,
and she's also one of the better developed characters in the manga. But in this one, I think they could have done a little better. They did put her as the first girl he sees. He actually doesn't see her at the beginning. He sees Nanaka as the first one, like in the intro.
Mm.
Like when he sees a girl in the bathing suit, he's like, oh, that's Nanaka, dude. It wasn't actually Chisa in this one. But I guess they were trying to push her as like, this is the main girl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she's Yorori's cousin, right?
Yeah, she's Yori's cousin. I won't spoil anything, but yes, they're cousins.
Kind of weird.
I won't spoil anything, but they're cousins.
I'm not gonna. You're not gonna
they're
spoil
not
it for me.
They're not. No.
Oh, that's funny.
So now they can bone.
Oh no.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but they're not cousins. Like they're not blood related.
It's one of those where your parents lie to you so that they don't ever...
It's like your family friend, where you're like, hey, you're like my cousin, and it's like, huh?
That would happen. Okay. Like, I went... My hometown is 500 people, and our school district was so small that it actually had to encompass, like, two towns and then all the outskirts. And there's some parents that would just, like, lie to their kids whenever there's someone they didn't want them to date. They'd be like, no, that's your cousin. And so they lied like that all the time.
Funny.
So I totally believe that they had been told they were cousins and they weren't.
Yeah, no, I get it. That makes sense.
Good times. Anyways, let's move on to Big Sister Nanaka, dude. She has a fetish, and she loves her sister a little too much.
Sometimes it's like that.
I mean, sometimes you got to take a sip from the drink. Sometimes you got to take a sniff from the sweater, dude. Other than her fetish, I think she's actually really wholesome.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, she's a good character.
She's the one that drinks the least, which is great. And that's about it. She's a good diving instructor from the moments we see her. Oh, actually, from the moments that we see diving. But none compared to one of the more developed characters. Let's talk about Asusa, dude. Purple hair, short hair.
Shout out to the most likable character in this show. She just hangs out with the boys. She's confident about herself. She likes just hanging out. She's very open about her sexuality. She's like, that's cool as hell. I love her.
I am
great.
Glad that the first time she showed up, she looked kind of off to me. And then after that initial episode that she starred in, they finally got her proportions and hair kind of right, so I was just like, okay, I'm not upset anymore, because I was about to rant. I was like, she doesn't look the same, and then they fixed it. So
they probably,
like,
had fan feedback. They probably realized, like, oh, we didn't do it right. All right, we'll do it better. And usually they fix that kind of stuff in like Blu-ray releases too,
probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was like, probably she's the funniest female out of them all. She's just
she's
like
the
down
funnier
with the,
character than we've ever had,
funnier than the boys. I think she was funnier than boys.
Honestly,
yeah. Oh, I don't know.
She had
all of the third years are funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
I think Yohei made me laugh the most, though.
I don't know if he did or not. For me,
he's a weeb. He encompasses all of us.
I don't know if that's exactly.
He's the
true.
Weapon to surpass Metal Weeb.
I don't think he is the weapon to surpass Metal Weeb.
The third years are great. They're probably the funnier ones. But I mean,
the funnier characters
because they often play like they do things straight faced. Where they do something totally absurd and are just like, what?
Like, what do you mean? Why were we supposed to keep our clothes on?
Yeah, like, are you mean to tell me we're supposed to play rock, paper, scissors with clothes on? Who do you, who the fuck do you think I am?
It just reminded me of the, I think it was episode 2. I know it was like maybe chapter 2 or 3, but Iori walks into the store and his uncle and his Tokita and
they're naked.
He's like, oh, don't worry, we're not naked down here, we're wearing shorts. Turn around, only his uncle's wearing shorts.
That was very funny. Like, that's it. Like, you play it straight face for like the really bizarre things, and that's the best thing. That's the best part.
Anyways, that was Azusa. We talked about her, and then we went to the guys again.
The third years.
Great.
She was wonderful.
And then let's talk, last but not least, Aina Yoshiwara. I think she's adorable. She's great. I think she added another kind of like butt of joke alongside of
Well, and she also had some development, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
Insecurities, trying to live her college life.
Yeah. You see her grow out of her shell a little bit, and that's really nice.
I will say the manga I feel handles this kind of growth much better because she's introduced slightly earlier, only slightly, but I think that added time you spend with her was better because like I felt like the episodes were like, oh, I have this, like, I go out with me, oh, I'm being bullied, like I thought that was a little rushed, but I think she's one of my favorite characters in the manga, not in the anime, sadly.
Fair.
But she's cute.
She's cute. I like her.
Also,
when she was cakey, I was a little freaked out. I was like, oh my goodness. But then she showed her true face and I was like, aw.
It's true. I will say, I think one of my favorite things is like when they were playing like the king game and she's like, all right, next time y'all party, no nakey. And they're like, oh.
No, sure. Yeah. It won't happen. Totally promise. With fingers crossed behind their back.
I promise. I won't be naked because I won't bring clothes. Huh? Wait. Can't be naked if you can't get dressed. Am I right?
Yeah, you're not naked if you're never dressed.
Exactly. You're just in your birthday suit. Come on, let's go.
That is sextuple dimension thinking.
Of course. And those are all the characters that matter. Oh, also, shout outs to the ocean.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Dude, shout out to the turtle.
I love turtles. But anyways, now I can jump into the miscellaneous section. Even though I already mentioned that there were 0.5 chapters in there, you know. I'm guessing there's low energy in the room today.
No, I was just really trying to... I was waiting for a time where you would pause for a second so I could make a funny ha-ha.
Oh,
and
sure.
And you just continued to go into the miscellaneous like it was an actual thing.
Well, usually I get interrupted.
Well, see, no, I'm nice.
There's your pause, buddy.
That's not true. Welcome to the 75th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants, once again, still not changing, Pino Garb, myself, and I don't think the Patreon because I don't think anyone else watched it.
It's all right. I'll just pick two and just
no,
be done with it.
No, you only pick one.
All right. I changed my own... Yeah, I changed my vote, dude. I'm picking Chisa, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go for... Well, go Defender, then. Or wait.
No, we gotta say it first.
I pick Aina.
And I pick Azusa.
All right. We got the main girls here. All right. And nobody picked anybody else. Charlie picked nobody because he can't swim. Anyways.
He can't swim.
Because he ate the duck fruit, dude. Right?
He ate the duck no meat.
Dude, he can't swim. Can't even float. Anyways.
Poor guy.
I picked Chisa because she's the only normal character there.
Wait a second.
She's mostly normal because, well, one, short hair is great. Two, if you look at me like you're angry, it only hits different. Three, She can swim, and I can't swim too well, so she can teach me how to swim. 4, I'll actually be diving if I hang out with Chisa instead of drinking with anybody else. I do like the moment she has where she, like, genuinely cares about Iori and, like, trying to get him to like diving because she loves it so much. She's so passionate about it, but it's, like, she doesn't really show it. She's not able to show it off too well. She's just, like, very reserved and is, like, I thought that was kind of, like, pretty endearing, the fact that it's like, hey, you know, I don't like talking about it, but like I want you to understand like why I like it so much. And she's the fact that now she has friends is like great to celebrate that.
And she did get, you know, she got her point across, and she's very like low key about it. She's like, look, let's go to the aquarium and check this shit out. It's like, dude, ain't that fish whack?
Yeah, and like when she's underwater, dude, she's just like, dude,
check out this cucumber.
Look at Yeet, throws the cucumber. I'm pretty sure she throws something away. I thought I was like upset. I was like, that animal, that aquatic being is now just displaced from his home.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, no. And if you get somebody to step on you to try and like practice how to open your eyes in the water, I mean, hey, I'm down with that too, dude. I need to learn how to open my eyes in the water.
Do you not know how to open your eyes underwater?
No, I don't. That's a real thing.
Really?
It's a real thing. I'll be honest. I didn't learn how to swim till I was like 15, 16.
Whack.
Well, I guess.
There's a story to it. I just have a terrible history with water. I nearly drowned, I think, when I was 4 or 5. And cool. Then when I went to Peru, my dad's like, hey, you're still afraid of water? Yeah. Yeet. Throws me into the water.
That's what I assume.
Good times. And I never went to that 5th grade pool party, and I regret it. Well, I don't regret it. Stay at home, play video games.
Yeah, no, because I've been an ocean boy, East Coast.
I think you mean ocean man.
I am not weem, but anyway. So I've always like swam in the ocean my whole life. I love getting beat up by big waves. I love it all. So
they go, oh,
dude. When I was a little kid, I'd just run naked on the beach.
How old is little?
I don't know, like
20.
Yeah, I know that. No, that was my question because I'm like, it's either
I would have been
endearing or cringe.
No, I would have been like 2 or 3.
Okay, so you were baby.
Yes,
you're baby,
a literal toddler.
Yeah,
and I like you could not. Water, I would not keep my. I would just take all the clothes off, even if you put them on me, I would reject them. Be like, no, I want to be naked on this beach.
We're going to tape it on you. You can't take it off.
You try and stop me. Anyway.
I will. Anyway, Chisa isn't as good because she won't get drunk with me.
Hey, I don't get drunk anyway, so that's fair.
Yeah, Pino, why don't you get drunk with me?
I don't know. The taste of alcohol makes my lungs go...
Well, Pino, do you want to smoke with me then?
No, my lungs go... Every time something that isn't air goes in my lungs.
It's okay. I'll hang out with y'all and not drink.
I cannot.
I'm the pufferfish crunch.
I have a really funny mental image in my head of just in an office chair. Is a little comfort fish just lying on its side with a microphone in front of it?
Is that the thumbnail? All right, who wants to go next?
She says okay, but not the best.
She's great. She got short hair.
Great. Short hair, best hair.
It's true.
So, Ina, though. Ina really comes out of her shell. Mm-hmm. She, you know, it takes a little bit for her to warm up, and, you know, sometimes you just need to be nice and cozy, and I'll give her a blanket, and she will be very comfortable. Cozy.
That's yes. Fair. And you'll give her a screwdriver, a literal screwdriver.
And I swear I will speak very literally so that there's no complex misunderstandings whenever I'm talking about name of fish.
Why are you naked? Oh, the fish bit was so good, dude. I want to be your wife, dude.
Yes, chubby high school girls.
she really was out of it. Oh my god.
No, she's a fool. She don't.
Dude, but we like fools.
Yeah, but that would be the perfect contrast for me.
What do you mean, another fool?
No, well, she's not. But she's the one that reacts to the fools.
What a stumble.
She's
what
like,
a
what?
Stumble.
She's like, whenever you're someone else is whack, she's like, what?
Look, two fools make you cool. That's what I've always said.
That's
and by always, I mean just today. For this segment.
That's the subtitle for this episode.
Twice the fool makes you cool. Oh, man. Put it on a shirt.
No. But she's stinky, but you know who isn't stinky?
Who?
The water.
Azusa. Because Azusa's great. She swings both ways. She's very funny. She's strong. She knows all the people.
She's strong. She's
very sociable. And she cares about the people. She's even willing to put a leek up your bum.
That's fair. I smelled that. I was like, he's gonna meme.
Hey, I'm not. It's not a meme. Wait a second. You think that's a meme?
No, it's not.
It's real.
I like the
it's
fact.
Real life. That was my favorite bit. Because it was like, put out your neck, and he's like, oh, thank God. And then it pans over, and you see another leak, and he was like,
oh, this is the end.
That was so funny.
Dude, twice the pride, double the fall. Let's go. Oh, my God.
But she's great. She's strong. She's not really tall. I have about like 40 centimeters on her, but it's fine.
Dude,
I'm doing great.
That's a good pick, not going to lie.
Yeah,
and she can cook, dude.
She can cook. She's cute. She's great.
She can leak peg.
That's true.
Oh, I didn't.
What
think
was that laugh?
I just realized this particular episode turned out a lot more adult than I thought.
What do you mean? They're in college. Of course, it's gonna be adult.
Oh, of course, I'm sweating again. Oh man. But if you also didn't watch the show and just wanted to say hi, you can send us your email at funkyanimepodcast.com.
That's true. Do
we have any emails?
No.
Ah.
Guys, but I do want to ask, how has your time been in, like, have you been doing anything anime or manga wise? Anything you're reading? What'd you do?
What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Since a lot of new series are starting, or no, new anime, since new seasons of anime have already begun coming out.
Winter 2021, baby.
I'm trying to just catch up. I might go and jump into Attack on Titan, despite that already starting. I'm going to catch up to World Trigger, both in the manga and in the anime, so I can be ready for that Wano-looking second season. That's going to look so nice. They got the Wano guys to work on it, so... The art style is nice. And other than that, I don't really know. I'm just trying to live my life.
What about you, Grundle Snack?
I haven't seen or read anything ever.
Understandable.
I'm so far behind. But I am interested in reading the manga for this now.
Definitely.
I got so many laughs out of this
It's a monthly release, so we're going to suffer for every month, but you have a lot to read. The adaptation only went through about, I think, chapter 21, around there.
So there's a lot more content.
Yeah. So if you want to read from the start, go ahead. Like, they do add a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
I
if
would.
You want to start from there, go ahead and just start from 21.
I couldn't just start, like, halfway. My body wouldn't let me. Even if I tried, if I, like, opened up chapter 2 first, like, my body would reject it. I wouldn't be able to control it and be like, no, go back.
Exactly.
Quickly.
I'd read One Piece for a little while, and that, you know, like, there's some really funny stuff in there too. So I need
One Piece. Is very funny.
I need some laughy manga, dude. Yeah.
I feel that.
What about you, Chuckle Boy?
Yeah, Chuck.
Guys, I pre-ordered the ReZero game.
Hey, let's go.
I'm telling you. I didn't think I'd be this into ReZero ever.
I didn't think you were going to dive into it as much as you did, too.
And then they also got pins if you pre-order it. And I said, well, you got me. You figured out what it takes for me to buy something.
Pins.
Exclusive pins. So that's what I'm doing. I pre-ordered it.
That's fair. I'm not going to argue with you.
And then my other ReZero figures... I'm still waiting for them to come in because I pre-ordered them when we first did the episode. And then I got a bunch of other pre-order things coming in the next couple months. I pre-ordered a couple more IQ Nendroids because that's what I do.
It's true.
I just make bad decisions. Don't worry about
it. Actually, now that you reminded me, unlike my rant I had like a month ago, I did end up purchasing the Fire Emblem, Mystery of the Emblem, and it's called.
It's like $6.
Yeah, right? I bought it yesterday. I was just like, you know what? Might as well. I haven't played a Fire Emblem game in a while. And then I forgot I bought a Fire Emblem game that's not really Fire Emblem on Steam. So I'm just like, ah, shoot. Well, I got to play one of them. So
have you played it?
I played both. I played both like one chapter. Fire Emblem, the one on Switch, that is about as I expected. It's just the old game. I'm expecting to die a lot.
Yeah.
But luckily, you can reverse things. So, I mean, those quality of life stuff is nice. As for the one on Steam, I think it's called Vestria Saga. Let me actually double check that. It's on my screen here. Vestaria Saga. That was actually developed by one of the same guys as Fire Emblem. So it's got a lot of the same kind of like style and mechanics to it. But it's hard.
Cool.
Jesus, like I might want to stream that, but it's hard.
We do streams on the Patreon now and then.
It's true. We're still going through Dark Souls, and I hear whispers of maybe Overwatch. No, I don't know.
I own the game.
It's true. I own the game now.
Wow. Well, no, I got it for you like 3 years ago.
Exactly.
We need to play Battlefront 2.
Oh yeah,
we play Battlefront 2 classic like
champs,
like real champs. Back to the PS2 days.
Dude, just like the simulations, boys.
Oh, man, but we can't play with heroes because apparently that crashes the server.
Exactly. No, I tested it out with other friends. They're like, yeah, it crashes it.
It's only when you're the host and you play as the hero, though.
Yeah. Only if the host. Yeah.
So I'll host and I'll never play as the hero.
You'll never play as so cool, that man.
I just want you guys to enjoy Obi-Wan.
Aww.
Yeah.
Or Django. Anyways. Unchained? I think. Oh, of course, dude. cool. So let's
miscellaneous.
I really don't have it. I put the miscellaneous as I kept talking.
Okay, never mind. I'm a fool.
Again, they animated the 0.5 chapters, which was kind of cool. I didn't expect that. That was all I wanted from any series. Either they animate, you know, cover pages like, I don't know, maybe a series could do that about boats and pirates or something. But it's nice having those extra things. I already mentioned Nana Mitsuki, or Mizuki is a singer, and she sang the ending to that one. But yeah, no, other than miscellaneous, I like the series. I like it a lot. That's about it.
It's pretty okay.
All right. So I guess it's time for ratings. Who wants to start?
I thought the show was gut-busting hilarity. And sure, it, you know, the animation wasn't perfect, but I don't really give a shit. And the music was good, opening and endings great. The endings had me on the floor the first time I saw it, and then that second to last ending where Kohei, yeah, just vibing, dude, amazing. I seriously, you know, there was a little bit of cringe here and there, but I laughed so many times. And that's not, you know, for a sub, that's impressive. That's not easy, because we've watched a couple sub shows that are pretty hit or miss whenever they are trying to be funny, but they're just not that funny. But we've also watched some like Konosuba and Nichijou that absolutely knock it out of the park.
And we got that Pop Team Epic too.
Yeah, Pop Team Epic was really funny. But I love this show. I joked that I was going to give it a 5, but I'm still going to rate it very high. I'm going to give it a 4.8.
Ooh, wow.
Because I would recommend this show to anyone that is as brain dead as me.
Hey, let's go. That's me.
Jesus Christ.
Chuck, would you like to get next?
I'm going to give this motherfucker like a It's fine. It's an okay anime. I have no real, like, you know, some of it is definitely creepy and I don't like some of the parts of it. I do like a lot of the characters. Really, if they just took out all of the shitty first year segments, I think I'd enjoy this a lot more, but with it, I feel like it didn't make me laugh as much as I'd hoped to. If it was gut busting as the screwdriver scene was for me for the rest of the show, I think that would have really sold it, but it was not. So I think I'm going to just have to give it a 3.5. There's nothing. It's not a bad show, but it's not a great show.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
I feel that. That's pretty fair. It's a lot higher than I expected, so. Ooh, God.
Well, I'm like, it's not a bad show, but it's all good. Mm-hmm.
So, coming from the manga, I honestly, anytime, this podcast has made me learn that if I've read the manga,
the manga's going to be better.
Manga's going to be better, as we all know. Sadly. So some cases where the anime does do better, but, you know, that's for other shows. I was actually quite surprised on that it wasn't as terrible as I was going to imagine it being. Everything for me was pretty solid. Jokes, animation was still pretty solid despite some hiccups here and there. Music, which was surprisingly good. Openings and endings that I'll listen to forever and ever because of the memories I share. Could they have, in a perfect world, adapted some of the other types of jokes that they make in the show? Probably. Could they have done it a little more tastefully? Probably. Preferred. Yeah. But I don't think this is one of the adaptations where I'm just like, this isn't a bad adaptation. It's a very solid experience for me, and I'm glad I finally got to watch it, because I've been meaning to watch this for like a while now. So overall, I think I'm going to give this, it's a 4.3. I'll give this a 4.4. I'm giving this a 4.4 because I was still laughing the whole way through. I had a smile on my face nearly every episode. And by nearly, you probably know the parts where I'm just like, ugh. But yeah, 4.4 because I really had a lot of fun with the show. I was impressed that it wasn't as a bad adaptation as some of the other shows we watched, which I'm still upset about. But yeah, no, if you, again, I think Garv said it perfectly. If you're as brain dead as us, go ahead and watch it.
You're going to have a great time.
Jeez. I don't know, man. Bit too high of a rankings for my taste.
Oh, it totally is. Like, I'm not speaking objectively at all.
Mm-hmm. If I were speaking objectively, I'd give this a 0 because there wasn't any diving at all. I've been lied to.
I thought this was a diving anime.
You know what? I guess I should have read the synopsis, actually.
I can't believe this. This is a podcast about anime.
You lie. We're a podcast of lies.
That's our new tagline, Funky Anime Podcast. This is a podcast about anime.
Dude. And what anime are we watching next week, buddy?
We are watching Dr. Stone.
Yeah. Hey.
Ooh.
I haven't seen it yet, actually. So this will be my first time. And I think, have you guys both seen it, or is that just...
I've read some of the manga, and I watched a couple episodes of the show, but... there's a section at the beginning where the focus is on the wrong character for the first like couple episodes, but then they swap it up and they realize the writer realized, oh, this is probably the person we should be following. And I feel like after that point, I think that people said it gets a lot better. Okay. So that's just a
duly noted.
Hey, it'll change.
Duly noted. Because sometimes, yeah, whenever the first couple episodes are slog, it's like, is the whole show going to be like this? So
I personally don't know anything about this. I just know I just know something about soap, but that's probably wrong too.
I always get it mixed up with Dr. Slump in my brain.
Dr. Slump. Oh yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Slump's good.
Yes.
I love that. It's a great, great manga and anime. Read it all the way through.
How many episodes is Dr. Stone?
There's like, it's like 20. Isn't there a couple seasons?
We're only, so. Well, I don't know how much we're going to watch. I don't know.
Wait a second. You got it.
I don't know. Oh, Dr. Stone.
There's 24 episodes. And then
Dude, there's a French dub.
The second season's literally airing.
Dude, there's a Portuguese dub.
Portuguese dub, let's go.
So we're watching the first season.
Okay, yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
I only see 24 episodes
on the Crunchyroll. Well, the sequel is Stone Wars, and that's releasing winter 2021.
Okay, then yeah, we're just watching the...
All right, we're watching the initial Dr. Stone.
D.
Portuguese dub.
Everybody, yes, get ready to go. We're going to Portugal.
Choo-choo.
There's no train to Portugal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sea train? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a sea train.
Isn't that a boat? Is it a boat on wheels? Is it a boat on a track?
No, if you read through One Piece, you would know what a sea train is.
It's all right. I was expecting a reaction from Chuck, but this Garb reaction is even better, so thank you.
But
it's a boat. Don't worry.
Is it on a rail?
No, we're on a boat.
Guys, we're in a boat.
But it needs a rail for a train.
No, but we're in a boat.
Well, I want order in my diving anonymous group here. Come on, what's going on?
Wait.
Pino, look at me.
Are we diving off of the sea boat train?
No, look at me. I'm the captain now. We're going to drink today. We're not diving at all.
Thank heavens. I see. Wait the a second. This isn't Divers Anonymous. This is Alcoholic Anonymous.
Okay, glug glug, everybody.
The cycle of diving addiction has been diverted.
Wonderful. Looks like there was no diving at all. Wait, no. Anyways, I've been Pino, your diving instructor and therapist. To my right, that's Garb. He's just vibing right now. He's vibing to whatever music's going on, dude.
Thanks for fucking heavens, we're not diving.
And the guy who's actually sober right now, that's Chuck.
Hey guys, I'm your DP. Your
that doesn't sound sober enough.
That's how I sound when I'm. What you're talking about?
I don't believe either of you.
How come?
Hey, I can walk in a straight line, take a breathalyzer, do anything you need. I'm sober.
That's not fair. It's not fair. Some people like me. I can't help it.
Forget next swing. Dr. Stone, tell your mom you love her. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, bye.